Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dwight Lyman Moody, D.L. Moody, once said, "Death may be the king of terrors, but Jesus is the king of kings." Wow, when you think about the terrors that we face in our life, sometimes they are subtle terrors that creep up from behind us that are so subtle we don't even realize they're coming. And they have a suffocating effect on us. Sometimes it's an emotional terror. Sometimes it's a psychological terror. Sometimes it's a financial terror. But terror nonetheless. And we think about death. You know, death is one of those things where we all have a fear of it, whether we like to admit it or not, whether we realize it or not. But in spite of that, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He's the King who is able to lift you and strengthen you and inspire you and build you up and rescue you from whatever terror you may be facing at this very moment. And you know, one of the things he does is he sends people, his messengers, emissaries, as it were, to bring you the word of hope, the word of life, the word of renewal. Rick Rogers, he's a graduate of International Baptist College right here in Honolulu and Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary in San Francisco. He served for 10 years in youth ministry as a youth pastor in Hawaii. At Nu'uanu Baptist Church, he founded the Oahu Youth Workers Network in 1993, where over 70 churches were connected, involved. He also served at Galilee Mission Church, a Korean church, Maui First Korean Baptist Church, and International Baptist Church. Rick also served for 15 years in pastoral ministry in California and Washington State. He's been a church planter. He planted a church for 3 years in Washington State, Southern Baptist Church, The Gathering. He's been the regional representative for Moody Bible Institute since 2008, overseeing Hawaii, California, Nevada, and Oregon, plus much more, including broadcasting, publishing, missions, aviations. In fact, did you know that there are 40,000 alumni right now, and that number is growing, from Moody, serving the Lord all around the globe. Mr. Moody, the great evangelist, was a simple man. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to over an estimated 100 million listeners. Now catch this now. That's without television and radio and internet. And we here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show want to remind you of the love of Christ and that he's reaching out to you right now, right where you are, right whatever you're going through. Oh, the Lord loves you and he knows you. But not only is Rick Rogers in studio with me, he's been with us before, but Rick has come and he's brought a very special friend who's also deeply connected with Moody Bible Institute. So, Rick, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's good to be with you today.
And introduce us to Amy Asano. Tell us about her.
Amy Kalili Asano is one of our shining stars in the islands that came to Moody a long time ago and has helped change her world here in Hawaii. And last night as I sat and listened to her choir practice that she's been leading for 41 years, her ministry is in many areas, and I want you to meet Amy today and hear her heart.
Amy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So I'm looking, and a Kamehameha School graduate that went to Moody Bible Institute, now directing your choir for 41 years. She whispered, you know, she said, wow, that's
It's a long time for commitment, isn't it? Faithfulness.
Well, Amy, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Haleiwa, but I need to tell you, being the youngest of nine children, it was a privilege just watching my brothers and sisters, the way they live their lives. But even further back, I need to talk about my parents who were truly dedicated to the Lord. During the war, the soldiers were, some of them, stationed in Haleiwa because we were on the north shore of the island. They protected that area. And we attended the Liliʻuokalani Church in Haleiwa, where my mother was very active. And so it must have been through some soldiers that came to church and they met my mom, and she invited them to our home. I mean, she invited them. I think they came in slowly. And then before you knew it, we come home from school or wherever, and the place was filled with soldiers making themselves at home. Just a wonderful, wonderful soldiers. And through them, my brother John came to know Jesus as his Savior. And through him, the rest of the family. It was just wonderful how the Lord has worked in our lives in Haleiwa, and then eventually led us to Moody Bible Institute. Well, five of us. But
so five of you went to Moody.
Yes.
What was it like going from Haleiwa to Chicago?
To Chicago. Well, first, being the last to go from out of the five of us, the plane trip took 11 hours, I think. The airport was down at Rogers Airport. I went over with Nancy Suzuki. She was Ohama then. Mm-hmm. And so we flew over together, went to Chicago. And we knew that once you got to school, at least for our family, you don't come back for Thanksgiving. You don't come back for Christmas. You don't come back during the summer. You just stay there until you're all done with your schooling.
There's and probably a young person that might be listening, or the parent of a young person that is twitching out of an allergic reaction to the fact that, huh, you can't see each other. Nowadays, we can even look at each other on the cell phone, you know, but to be away that long.
Yeah, and we didn't call home either. We wrote home, but we didn't call home. And so that was an experience. But I was fortunate because my brother David, he graduated from Moody and then went to Wheaton. And he lived there. He had his family there. And then my brother Charles also stayed back in Chicago, worked with Scripture Press. And then he also worked at the Lawson Y and worked in, helped in a number of churches in Chicago. Then I had a brother living in Michigan. He was in the Army. And then, of course, during the breaks, classmates would invite me to go home with them. So it was a wonderful way to be there and see a lot of places. We just, you know, getting homesick was maybe the first few weeks. But after that, you know, you just bear down and do your work and enjoy the friends that you have there.
I like that word, bear down. This is the reality that you have.
Yes.
And you will live. Mm-hmm. And then make the most of it. And
exactly.
To the point where you not only enjoy it, but you love it. And it becomes a cherished time. Mm-hmm. The Kalili family is very deeply rooted in the Christian churches. Mm-hmm. Here in the islands. Now, you mentioned about your brothers, John and David, while they went away. But explain to us now the Kalilis here in Hawaii. More background about the impact. Because it speaks of Moody. Of course, you talked about Wheaton. But Moody and the spiritual legacy that's left here in the islands that I think myself and others have been impacted
mm-hmm.
by.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, my mother was very active in the church, and it was her desire that her children, before they take up any desired profession, get a Bible background first. And so when my brother John accepted the Lord, the soldiers, like I said, were very influential. And he was saying that they encouraged him to go to Bible school to really get to know the Lord through the study of the Word. And so I asked him, I said, but why Moody? You know, there were other Bible colleges closer to Hawaii than Chicago. And he was saying that at Moody, there were other Hawaiian people from Hawaii there. And especially this one gal from Haleiwa, Alice Araki, she was there. And so I think she influenced John and my brother David and my brother Charles. So they all went to Moody. They graduated together in 1951. Now, my mother, because she said she wants her children to have Bible training, when my brothers graduated in 51, we went over for their graduation. Included in that group was my sister, Lorna, who had just graduated from Kamehameha. So we all went up for the graduation. And when we were at Moody, she was taken up to the admissions office. She was accepted at Moody and stayed there. So she stayed at Moody for 3 years and graduated in 54, June. I graduated from Kamehameha in 1954. And so after graduating, I flew up in 54 and stayed there till 57.
So, Rick, there's the Kalili name.
It's there.
It's in the rolls of history.
It is.
There in, at Moody Bible Institute.
Well, I have to tell you about a black sheep brother. No, but he's really, I call him the black sheep because he didn't go to Moody Bible Institute. While we were at the graduation of my other three brothers, he left Hawaii and went to Bob Jones University. Mm. And he's just... I love him very much, and his family. And
well, you know, Bob Jones University has had a significant influence on many people in the islands as well. I mean, people that are listening now can either directly or indirectly, there's some connection to Bob Jones University. Many homeschoolers, even today, are using curriculum that originated from there. That and they're using it to raise up their children in the ways of the Lord. So, you know, but I admire your courage, Amy, and that of your brothers and your family to step out. I think there is a spiritual component to all of this. When, you know, it's sort of the application of when Peter stepped out of the boat. Mm-hmm. He stepped out of the boat, not really sure, but he knew he was... So moved, he moved it into action. He ended up walking on water for a few steps, right? Before he took his eyes off of the Lord and began to sink. But you took a step out of the boat of the comfort zone of Hawaii. And that courage, divine courage, really, has been used by the Lord for decades. Mm-hmm. And for generations to come, you're able to see some of the fruit of your faith and the Lord's grace on your life. But as we go into our break right now, as you're listening to Rick Rogers and Amy Kalili Asano share the story of Moody Bible Institute and the story of faith, we want to encourage you to consider that even when, notice now, the storm was hitting the boat and Peter stepped out towards the Lord. You might be facing some storms right now, subtle storms, maybe in your face kind of storms. And the Lord is calling you to take a step of faith. All it takes is one step towards that airplane that's going to take you far away, but God is going to transform your life. One step to the Lord, one step of faith in the direction that the Lord has called you to do. Don't be overwhelmed. Don't feel like, oh, it's much more than I can bear. Don't think so far ahead. Just one step. One step. One step of faith can make all the difference in your life. Perhaps that's what the Lord is whispering to you right now in your spirit. Can you hear him? Oh, it's a whisper of love, and it's also a whisper of hope. And we'll be back with more words of hope and life from Amy and Rick. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Amy Kalili Asano is our guest today. In fact, we just had a neat connection. Chaz Ontai, our technical producer, said, "Hey, Danny, I had an Amy Kalili in my graduating class at Commitment School." Well, it's a relative of yours,
yes.
Isn't it? Your niece, right?
My niece,
okay.
Right.
Well, think about this. Dr. J. Vernon McGee, through the Bible Radio, you can hear him every day on the radio. He's heard, actually, it might be an odd thing, you know, that's actually happening. He's probably heard now by more people than even when he was alive.
Yes.
In fact, I've also heard that some people don't even realize that he's at home with the Lord.
Right.
They hear him. But Dr. Right. J. Vernon McGee used to visit Amy Kalili Asano's family, the Kalili family, every year, sometimes twice a year. And not just, this is 25 years of visits from Dr. McGee. Anyway, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We're going to talk about that. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us. I'm here with my featured guests, Rick Rogers and Amy Kalili Asano. And we're here talking about Moody Bible Institute and the impact that Moody Bible Institute has had on many, many lives. And in a way, either directly or indirectly, on your life too. If you're walking with the Lord, somehow there's been at least a brush up against Moody. With somebody who's been influenced or been connected with the school. And if you're seeking to find out what is this Christianity all about here in the 21st century, the message has not changed. Our Savior has never changed. His love for you is steadfast. But, you know, we use all kinds of ways, whether it's through the internet, through podcasts, through what used to be cassettes, now they're podcasts, but to get the message of the love of Jesus Christ to you. And if you don't know the Lord, consider today that this might be that moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amy, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, tell us a story. We want to know, how did you get in touch with him? 25 years? Wow.
Yes. Well, anyway, like I was sharing during the break about Fallert, the tour guide, he was the one who let Dr. McGee know that my dad was able to put on luau's, and he realized that we were a Christian family. So they started coming, and we would have luau's. He would bring like 200-300 maybe at a time, the tours, and they would come on buses and park in the yard, and we'd have all the tables set up ready to serve them. When they first came, we would show them how the emu was made, how the pig was cooked, and then they'd go do something, I forget what it was, and then come back and eat the food. But some of them, after seeing how it was done, they don't want to really eat the food. So then we thought, well, no, we'll just serve the food already cooked, the pig already cooked.
Show them afterwards.
But so they would come. And the highlight of that trip to our home was the testimony of my brother John, who, having lived a really rugged life after high school, one night was when the soldiers were here, they're having a prayer meeting at our church at Liliuokalani, and they were ready to leave the islands. But they came as soldiers from a letter of the United States president saying, you know, it's your time to serve. But anyway, when they came to Hawaii, they came as products of a Sunday school or a church, no real formal Christian education. But they came with the word of God. And through their witness, my brother accepted the Lord. And so he would share this testimony, and he would say, my brother John, to the people who came, thank you for training your children to know Jesus. Because when they came as soldiers, they were great ministers for the Lord. And so, and then when he would give his testimony, then the choir would sing. We would sing in Hawaiian anthems. And then we'd have Dr. McGee share a little bit. And we just enjoyed the fellowship, and he would come all the time. And the tour groups had places that they had services in Honolulu and Waikiki. I think one year it was at Turtle Bay. I don't remember. But wherever they went, the choir went to sing. And then he would take one of those nights just to come to John's church and with his group. And he loved Haupia cake. What's it? Delight coconut cream cake. And so we always had those. Delight Bakery. And we had those huge cakes and we, you know, served the people. But it was just a wonderful experience. So after a while, I mean, we had such a large group that would come. We didn't have them come up from their tables to come and get the food. They stayed in their seats, and we had this line. It was like passing it down and down and down and down. And we would practice. Before they came, we practiced doing it so that we cut the time real short. And so the people just, they just enjoyed it. We just thanked the Lord for having that home where we could share with these people. And prior to them, it was the soldiers. And not only did Dr. McGee come, he would like go swim across the street, just dip in the water. Mm-hmm. I know he did that a couple times. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday,
and I think he had the same aloha shirt all those years.
Yesterday, Amy's husband shared that Dr. McGee told John that if he could ever retire from preaching and being on the radio for all the time, he would like to come and live with the Khalilis.
Oh, no, he wanted to be his assistant.
His assistant.
John's assistant.
John's assistant in his retirement.
Yeah, but he was such a dear fella. And so in appreciation, he invited my brother John and his wife Peggy to go on one of their trips to the Holy Land. And Peggy, because of the children, didn't go on their trip. So I had the privilege of going to the Holy Land, and we visited the sites of the seven churches. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Jerusalem area and Lebanon. And then we went down into Egypt and then to Rome. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful trip.
With Dr. McGee,
giving
the lessons,
yes,
along the way, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, what a privilege.
Oh, what a privilege.
To know him. So, you know, my bookshelf is Dr. McGee's, those little books of the Bible. Yeah. And I like those instead of the volumes, because when you have your Bible study, you just bring.
Well, I've used his material as references, yes, for my own, whether it's personal studies or to teach or to preach. Right. And I'm speaking for literal thousands and thousands of ministers, mm-hmm, in all over the world, right, Rick?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you got a library with biblical resources, then you probably have something there with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. But you knew him as a friend.
Yes.
And that's a dear family friend, 25 years worth of meaningful relationship. Wow.
Twice a year.
Well, Rick, we're sort of spanning time here. We talked about the 50s and so on and so forth. But now here, 21st century, you talk about 40,000 alumni.
Yeah.
The vast amount of people that have heard Dr. D.L. Moody preach. Mm-hmm. But talk to us about what's happening now at Moody. Hey, can students still go to Moody?
Our nets are bursting right now. We have a 5,000 member student body right now that the Lord is just blessing over and over, and giving us new students from all over the world. We have a global perspective now like never before, because we are involved with students from other countries coming to Moody's campus. We're opening special areas for compassion students to come from other areas of the world. We have quite a link with West Stafford and compassion right now. We have MAF missionary children that are coming to us that are wanting to learn how to fly and become MAF pilots and go back to Indonesia or Africa.
When you say MAF, what is MAF?
Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Okay.
And we also have relationship with JARS and some of the other mission agencies that fly, and we have 100 students right now that are studying to be pilots, and they carry a Bible degree as well as their mechanics license as well as the piloting license. Hmm. And the School of Aviation's been there since 1949, and we're one of the major trainers for mission aviation pilots at Moody. So much is happening, and so many young people are going with their tuition paid, and they're just working for their room and board, which is a big deal.
Well, I want to talk more about that. In fact, we have something, a special clip from Moody that I think will explain about the education opportunities, the unique way, I mean, the way that you describe it. Someone today might be listening, and the Lord may have it already destined in their life for them to be part of Moody, and they may be sort of holding hands in the traditions, as it were, with the Khalili family, spanning into the generations to come. So here is Amy Khalili Asano sharing about her legacy, John, David, the rest of her family that have come pastoring historic churches here in the islands with these very deep connections with people like Dr. McGee and others. But into the 21st century, maybe there's a young John. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a young David. Maybe there's a young Amy that's considering right now. She or he is a teenager right now. Maybe her or his parents are listening to this program. And suddenly, the Lord puts Moody Bible Institute on the radar, the scope of the radar of their own life. And only God knows. But again, it goes back to taking that step of faith. Just one step, one step. When we come back from our break, we'll hear about education at Moody and other things like Franklin Delano Roosevelt driving to Haleiwa, the North Shore of Hawaii. Ever heard of that before? Maybe you want to stick around just a tad, because Amy will share about that when we come back. We're talking about Moody Bible Institute, Dwight Lyman Moody, the great revival preaching evangelist who traveled to Europe and America preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, using radio, using books, the printed word, any means available. Now it's missionary aviation and other things. We'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
D.L. Moody once said, "If I take care of my character, my reputation will take care of me." You know, we live in a society today where things are going so fast-paced, quick-moving, and we are so glamorized by the things that we see. We have to be careful. We can look and be attracted, and they are attractive, beautiful, wonderful things that tantalize our eyes. We can very easily forget about the importance of character beyond just what people perceive me or people perceive you as being, what image we project or what image we create or what image we're trying to uphold. Moody said if he takes care of his character, well, reputation will take care of him. I think he's just, in a way, applying the scriptures about the inner man, the inner woman. What is beautiful to the Lord is not so much the externals, but what's going on inside your heart. Oh, what characteristics, what fruits of the Spirit are people able to see coming out of you? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm here with my featured guest today, Rick Rogers. Rick is the regional representative of Moody Bible Institute and a dear friend, Amy Kalili Asano. And of course, before our break, we talked about her meeting some very important and key people in her family. And of course, the education opportunities there at Moody. But you know, Moody Bible Institute has been producing materials for people to enrich their spiritual lives for many, many years. I wanted you to listen to a clip, and we'll come back, we'll talk story a little bit more, but a clip from Moody about the ministry they have in relation to publishing. Listen.
Do all the good you can. To all the people you can, in all the ways you can, as long as you can.
Virtually from its beginning, the Moody Bible Institute has been involved in the publication and distribution of Christian literature. As was the case with education, the Institute's involvement with publishing can be traced to Mr. Moody. Mr. Moody first expressed interest in publishing during the Civil War when he observed the lack of Christian literature available for the troops. Later, as an evangelist, Moody was energized by the lack of inexpensive literature available to new converts. Driven by this need, Moody formulated a bold plan and formed the Bible Institute Cole Portage Association in 1894. The key was producing the literature as inexpensively as possible for the widest distribution. Moody identified four goals.
First, we must stem the awful tide of impure reading matter. Second, we must reach the non-churchgoer. Third, get the printed page into the hands of every criminal behind bars. Fourth, give an opportunity to godly men and women to do more effective service for the Master.
In 1941, the Bible Institute Cole Portage Association became known as Moody Press. By this point, it had published almost 34 million copies of sermons, Bible teaching, and doctrinal books, as well as New Testaments. Additionally, over 43 million gospel tracts had been distributed. The boldness of this ministry is illustrated by its work with public schools from 1921 until 1981. Initially spurred by the lack of books in rural schools in Appalachia, Moody Press distributed Bibles and free books to public schools in the region. Each set contained 15 books, including a Bible. In addition, each student was given a Gospel of John. Eventually, the program expanded throughout the United States, so that by its end in 1981, over 7.5 million books were distributed. In addition to books and pamphlets, Moody Bible Institute has sought to do all the good it can to all the people it can through other media. Beginning in 1900, Moody Magazine provided inspiration and biblical instruction until its closure in 2003. The Institute also used film, most notably through the Moody Institute of Science. The films were an outgrowth of the ministry of Dr. Irwin A. Moon. The series proved wildly popular and shaped how an entire generation viewed science and faith. In 1992, Moody Press unveiled another bold initiative, Northfield Publishing, to address non-Christians exploring the Christian faith and to present biblical principles for living to a general audience. In 2004, Moody Press changed its name to Moody Publishers. A As we look to the 21st century, we have fashioned a dynamic vision to further our mission of helping readers know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. First, Moody Publishers will become more audience-centered rather than project-centered, finding writers for its readers, not readers for its writers. Second, Moody Publishers will use technology more skillfully, providing content in new formats and utilizing print-on-demand technology. Third, Moody Publishers will develop new and stronger connections with Moody Radio and education. Finally, Moody Publishers will utilize the rich cultural diversity of Chicago to pioneer self-sustaining publishing teams that reach people groups across the globe, serving every continent by 2020.
Do all the good you can, to all the people you can, in all the ways you can, as long as you can.
The Moody Bible Institute celebrates the bold legacy of our founder and the dynamic future of serving Christ together in the years to come.
Well, perhaps you have been a beneficiary of the vision that Moody had. And maybe you've, as a beneficiary, you've read something, a book, a booklet, a pamphlet, something that touched your heart, like the story of Amy Kalili Asano has touched our hearts in the way that God has so graciously worked in her life. Amy, tell us, what difference Christ has made in your life personally?
Well, when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I knew that when I died, I'd go to heaven. And that is such a comforting thought to know, especially now in this, the way the world is now. There's so many things that are different. Our children have so many outside influences. And what I always did when my children were growing up, when they reached the age of knowing between right and wrong, I made sure that they came to know Jesus as Savior. I also made sure that my grandchildren, when they reached that age, would know Jesus as Savior. So I just, without Him, we can do nothing, that song tells us. And I just thank the Lord that after finishing Moody, I came home. I was in Christian education. I came home as a and got my degree at the university, and then I went into teaching. And then after teaching for 10 years, I had a daughter who was born with many physical difficulties. So I left teaching for over 20 years to take care of her. And then when I found a program for her to be enrolled in, I went back to teach for just a few more years and then retired. But during that time, I was able to just trust the Lord to help me. And the students that I had, I was able to make sure that they were receiving the best education that they could have. And I was privileged to lead one of the teachers to the Lord. And her influence on her class was tremendous also. And I just thank the Lord for that. And without Him, like I said, we can do nothing. And at Moody, I was just telling Rick, being a member of the Moody Chorale, where we traveled throughout the United States, one of the stories that I always shared was, and we had segments within our program, where we would sing some songs and then individuals would give testimonies. So I was always asked by Husted to share my testimony and then sing a song in Hawaiian, which I did, Save You Like a Shepherd. My sister did that before when she was in the chorale. And so I continued with that, also giving my testimony. But how, when we got to the end of the chorale, the presentation, Dr. Husted had written this, it was like a story about D.L. Moody, and we would sing the songs and share what he said, but this has always stuck with me. Dr. Moody said, the world has yet to see what God can do through a man totally dedicated to him. Lord willing, I will be that man. And that has been such a tremendous impact on me. I just thank the Lord for the vision of D.L. Moody and what he has given to the school and through the students. And I just pray that I could just even have a little bit of that, just to live for him each day. And I'm just so thankful he's a forgiving God. And when we do fail, he will forgive us.
Well, you certainly are living that and have lived that and will continue to do so. As we take our break now and come back, I'm reminded, as you read and share what Dr. Moody would say, and, you know, as you would sing, one person, totally devoted, totally dedicated. Ah, the world has seen a glimpse, a very magnanimous glimpse to the life of Moody. But I think it goes beyond even one person and to our audience right now. What about, would you not, Amy, Rick, say that the echoes of that, the sentiments of that statement carries on and says, will you be a man? Will you be a woman who will be so sold out to the Lord, so dedicated? Ah, the world is yet to see, yet again, perhaps, as you listen, will you be that man? Will you be like, like another of the kind, like a Moody? Oh, God knows. And the world will see if you, dear woman, if you, oh man, would say, ah, I think the Lord is speaking to me through the great evangelist, Moody. Well, today, the Lord is looking for people who are sold out. And the Lord is looking for people to train. Rick Rogers is here. He's a regional representative of Moody Bible Institute. He'll share more about how you can connect with him and Moody when we come back from our break. And also, avail yourself of the opportunities at hand. When we come back, you'll hear more from Amy Kalili Asano and my dear friend, Rick Rogers. You don't want to miss this. The ending of our shows typically are such that people are especially moved and touched in a very personal way. Sometimes it's a word, a phrase, something that's said. Recently, I heard somebody that said to me, sometimes I don't want to get out of my car because of what your guests are sharing in the radio program. I can't leave. I want to hear more. Well, when we come back, you'll hear more from our guests. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Rick.Rogers@moody.edu. Rick.Rogers@moody.edu. You want to get that? That's the connection of how you can connect with our featured guest today, Rick Rogers. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Rick Rogers is here with me. He's brought a special friend in studio with us today. Her name is Amy Kalili Asano. Deep roots here in Hawaii and Hawaii Christianity. Very deep. Well, before one of our breaks, we talked about President Franklin Delano Roosevelt driving the streets of Haleiwa, the North Shore. Amy, tell us what happened with the president.
Well, I just remember hearing this story from, I don't know, one of my siblings. But President Roosevelt had come to Hawaii in the 40s and came to Haleiwa. I'm not sure why he came to Haleiwa, but my father, who was a captain at the fire station in Haleiwa, met the president as he passed by the station. And it just so happened that my mother was ready to give birth to her 8th child in the hospital in Haleiwa, which is actually in the Waialua area, the Waialua plantation. So from what I was told by my sister, he went to the hospital, visited my mom, and because she was ready to give birth, she named her daughter Delanette after Delano Roosevelt.
Well, that's a great story, and what a personal touch, a profoundly personal touch. We've got a few minutes left, Amy. But can you sing at least a verse of Savior, like a shepherd lead us?
In Hawaiian.
In Hawaiian, yeah. Yes.
Because I would do it in, you know, English and Hawaiian on the mainland. But Yesu no ke kahu hi pa. Kahu hi pa mai ka I e ya ma ko ka o ha na e ho olo he a hai e alo ha e alo ha. Ala ka I ahanai mai, e aloha, e aloha. Ala ka I ahanai mai.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. All the warmth and tenderness of the great shepherd himself, Jesus Christ, leading us in our lives. And what a warm and melodious way in which you have shared. And you, in a way, you've taken us back, but you've also pushed us forward in faith. But maybe as someone listens, they can recall, oh yeah, I remember listening to that young woman sing when she came through our city with the Moody Chorale. And there was that one young lady that would sing in Hawaiian, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. And you know, today, the shepherd himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to lead you. And he sends Amy Kalili Asano and Rick Rogers to come and share with you from their heart to your heart. Oh, the love of Jesus Christ. The mercy and grace of God, even Amy, as you said, who washes us of our sins, even our failures, our brokenness. The Lord can bring forgiveness and healing and restoration. Amy, thank you for sharing your heart and for sharing your life. And my dear brother Rick, thank you for introducing her.
Always a joy.
To my dear family of listeners. It's a blessing. Amy, may the Lord bless you and continue to keep you and your family. Thank you for making such great deposits today in the hearts and lives of our listeners. Rick, a big mahalo to you.
Amen.
And I want you to stick around because we've got some more great ministry work to do in the grace of our Lord. In the next few days, you're going to hear inspirational stories of hope and faith like you have today. And I'm so glad that you've joined us. It's a blessing that you're with us. And you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in each day, 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. 1 Peter 5:5 says, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Rick Rogers and Amy Asano. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.